Hello, dear friends. It is our pleasure to serve you in this lesson preparation as we all gather to do the Creator's work. And we're hoping we can pass on to you all the pleasantness and the importance that we had while preparing for the lesson. We are all here now because the Creator's called us. He's called us to fulfill the purpose of our life, and He's prepared this environment for us all perfectly with just the right lights, devoted friends, all of whom have a strong desire to reach bestowal. And it doesn't matter in what state we've arrived to the lesson, because the Creator has arranged all of it for us so that we can go above reason and show Him that we truly desire to receive this beautiful gift that He wants to give and put in our hands. When I look out and I see you all, it's obvious to me the Creator truly wants to give humanity something very, very precious. And He's just awaiting the right assistants who are willing to put in the effort worthy to show that we're worthy for caring for that thing and bringing it out into the world. You all show such a great example by being here, building this beautiful deficiency that He wants to impart to us. And we want to express our deep, deep gratitude to the Creator and to you all for being an active part of this most important work. And as we enter the lesson, let's recall our Rav's words that this path is all about seeing the merits of our friends and their importance. So let's build on this greatness as much as we possibly can and take one more step upward. Let's hand back now to Petah Tikva.
Nikra Keta Makor. Omer Rabash.
Let's read a source excerpt. Rabash writes, "We must always awaken what the heart forgets, what is needed for the correction of the heart, love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others. This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love. Hence, when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning that each one should ask himself, how much have we advanced in love of others, and how much have we done to promote us in that matter?" Let's read it again. "We must always awaken what the heart forgets, what is needed for the correction of the heart, love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others. This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love. Hence, when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning each one should ask himself, how much we advanced in love of others, and how much have we done to promote us in this matter."
Hello, friends. Question for the first active workshop. What will we do in the lesson to reach unity between our hearts? What will we do in the lesson to reach unity between our hearts?
We will read the lesson that we already read before. We're going to try to both think of and feel each other.
The article that we have today is especially exciting. It puts a mirror before our heart, and it shows us how much we need each other in order to continue on the path that leads to the house of God.
For that exactly, we've gathered here to create one common vessel to unite our desires to one. Kabbalists say you have everything, just choose that, choose connection, all that, the everything will be given to you, everything's ready for you.
We will demand together the reforming light, that it will clothe over the desire that we build between us, over this common desire. There we will demand the Creator.
Yes, like Itai said, we will basically pray. The whole lesson will be in prayer, that the Creator will open our common heart and connect us and weld our desires together, so that we can reveal this force of bestowing to others.
Yes, a common heart means a common desire. If we will try to listen to the lesson through the ears of the friends, not through our own ears, and to read the article, not in order for us to understand, but for the friends, for the Creator, then maybe in this way we will be able to get closer to such a common desire.
There is such a thought that comes up before you teach the beginner students, and thinking about just letting the light work. And I was thinking about it now. Let's not hinder the light from working on us and becoming revealed in the connection between us.
We will feel how the Kabbalist, through the article, teaches us how to connect our hearts. And we will feel the lesson together, the questions of the friends also.
כן, העיקר, מה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות בשור זה...
The main thing we need to do in the lesson is to break all the walls between us, feel each other as one body, and that the prayer will rise from all of us as one.
When we returned after a long time to read Rabash's articles, Rav said that one of these times that we need to see this reading as a prayer. So this is how we should feel now during the reading, that we are asking and we want and we yearn to live between these words that Rabash writes for us.
Yeah, going back to what you said, that the prayer, especially during the reading, is very important when we're in contact with the source and with each other. We have to ask.
I think that when you were talking, I remembered the clips that you made yesterday, even though I couldn't open up those sent by Chaim any time. Maybe there was some problem that robbed me of the opportunity to be impressed by you, but I remember that Itzik was in his office and he was speaking so beautifully, and it was very exciting in the middle of the day to receive these drops of upper life. So, thank you.
כן, וזאת בהמשך לבכלל
הניסים של חיבור שיש לנו בהם. Following the miracles of connection we have recently, also with PT33, our twin 10, let's hold them in our heart, together with all the 10s, not just them. And think about being representatives of the world Kli in this lesson, that we're aiming towards the Creator.
It's not so related to the question, but I said it also in yesterday's lesson summary, that I simply feel gratitude that they are friends that you feel are constantly carrying the wagon. They constantly want to pull ahead, that they take care of every little thing that we need to do between us here in the society. And you really need to walk all day long with this feeling.
Oy
Second source excerpt. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known, that Dvekut unites two into one. We'll read again. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them, as it is known that Dvekut unites two into one.
Question for the second active workshop. Let's raise a prayer in the 10 for the unity of the world Kli in the lesson. Let's raise a prayer in the 10 for the unity of the world Kli in the lesson.
Dear Creator, thank you for everything that you give us, for all the opportunities that we have to connect, to begin to want to serve you.
Give all the friends in the world, Kli, a feeling that we are all one Kli, one common desire that is aimed at you, and really wishing to be one man.
May the light of the lesson enter into the connection between us and insert into it joy and confidence.
That the friends will have more strength to connect and get closer to you.
Yes, and that we will stop thinking and caring for ourselves. That in all our far thoughts we will yearn for you, so that we will be able to pass the light that we receive in the lesson to the entire world.
Thank you for bringing us together one more time. We're asking to give us strength to make more effort towards you.
Gratitude for everything that we received so far and a request for correction.
Help us get moved by what we hear from Rav and Rabash and find our soul there.
And to keep an open heart such that there will be room there to bring all the friends in. And together we will give you contentment.
that we'll see how anything that involves our path and our life is meant to bring us to connection.
And that we won't forget, even for a moment, that everything that you do it so that it will be good for us. Everything that you do so that all of the created beings will get closer and closer to you.
If something happens which is unpleasant, uncomfortable, seems unjust to us, we should remember that you are good that does good, and it's only our vision that is broken.
Yes, thousands of children of Israel all over the world are asking to unite and to connect with you so that you will please hear their prayer.
May we feel the greatness of our Rav and our path and our goal.
And that we may will annul before Rav and help him to bring everything that he wants to bring us, or at least that we will not obstruct him.
תפילת החברים. בורא יקר, עזור לנו לשבור את החומות.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, help us to break out down the walls between our hearts as we approach you.
תן למחשבותינו לפנות.
Let our thoughts constantly turn to you through all states, for we know you are the good who does good to the good and to the bad. Help us feel a common heart filled with love of friends that is worthy of your presence. Please accept our prayer with mercy and goodwill. Amen.